Time to call Dad. Dear Meathead brought to you by Baldwin Ace Hardware with the question of the day from JM Synthetics.
Good morning.
Morning, Dad. Morning, how are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Never better.
Hey, I have an issue right now I want to take up with you right now. I have a confusion about a gift that I received. Now, was that from an Ram?
No, it was from Ron. R-O-N, Ron.
Ron. Yeah. I was, checking my brain what the heck was going on, but it was such a confusion going on that I want to thank him. That was a very thoughtful gift. I appreciate that. In fact, I'm going to use it right away.
Yeah, that it was a nice insulated cup that he made for you. That was it was a very nice gesture.
Yes, that's just a great, great gift. And it's so big and heavy.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
And, I know there's some serious weight to that. And knowing you, if anybody, drives by the house on a four-wheeler, you can throw it at them.
No. As a matter of fact, I'm drinking out of it right now.
Yeah. Well, you got the morning coffee going, Dad?
Yes.
All right. As expected, up and at 'em. Very, very warm temperatures in our neck of the woods here in Michigan.
Likewise, same thing. This is hot. Yesterday was a bizzlum.
Are you staying inside, Dad?
Oh, of course.
Oh, thank God.
We have the air conditioner going. We hardly spent any time out yesterday.
That's good. It's just a little too warm,
Later on in the evening, we had to do some watering, which was against the law.
Oh, they got little.
We did some watering, and that was the area that we watered was allowed to do that. Brand new grass that we put in there, so they allowed us to water that area. Otherwise, we can't be watering.
Yes.
Everything is restricted here.
I understand. So
wait a minute. What? And I want to tell you something, buddy. That I really want to say that. I want to tell you how grateful I am for a party that you put together.
Oh, that was very fun. Very, very fun.
Oh, my God. You did an awesome job, honey.
This Father's Day gift here.
That's a bad. Did you hear that?
That is such a sweet thing to say. You've made my day with that nice compliment.
Oh, my God. It just was going to it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You cooked. Oh my God!
There was no.
You did the dishes. You cleaned. My God, that was awesome.
There was no end to the food, and there was no end to Norman telling us about work.
Well, I'll tell you what, you guys were lucky. You left.
He's still here. He's at the table.
He sat here after you left for a long time.
And the thing is, it would be perfect if he would tell me something interesting.
Well, I wasn't in the conversation then, but I was nailed afterwards.
Oh, God. Well, geez, that was,
he listens to this.
Oh, yeah, he's like probably listening right now. No, it's like.
Sure, but he sure as hell was really doing a good job.
Well, let me tell you something. Nice recovery. At the end of the day, those are all the things that we take for granted. All the little nuances about people that we just love, and it becomes part of the culture of the family. Norman,
and you know what? I've never seen you dress so well.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. Norman knows that he's a talker. He is well aware of that.
And, oh, he is.
And he loves it. He loves it. He should have a microphone.
Hey, I'm like to vote for him. He's somehow or other thinking about politics.
No, that was not true. Remember we talked about this. He actually spoke of it. You and I were under the impression, and Joanne was, that he was going to run for some type of politics, but that was a spoof thing in Hell, Michigan. You can be the mayor of Hell for a day.
Oh, okay.
But You know,
I'm not just him run for politics.
I tell you what, Dad, I think he'd be a good talker, that's for sure.
Yeah, he kick butt.
Dad, but I'm glad you brought up the party that we had, because everybody seemed to enjoy themselves. And we, of course...
And I really greatly appreciate what you did, son.
Well...
I mean, you really... I don't know what we would have done if I wasn't you doing that.
Well, you know, I mean, people have organized parties before. It's just so happy. I mean, this is the second year. This has got to be a tradition going forward. You know, this is what...
Oh, that's great. That's great.
You know, can you imagine if in 20 years and you're 108 years old and we're...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the next year right now, okay?
Yeah.
Take a year at a time.
You might be one of those guys on the Today Show that they, like, come to your house and shoot a video of you when you're 108. I would be 70.
Holy cow. You know, I feel great.
I know you do. And, you know, I would be 71 years old. Hell, I'd be close to go with one foot in the grave, for God's sake.
Give me a Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, wow. all right. Okay, Dad, I got some questions for you. Ready?
All right. I sure am. Them beautiful people.
Stefan writes, Dear Meathead.
What is the name?
Stefan.
Stefan, okay.
He writes, Dear Meathead, my friend Derek received an estimate for removing the siding and trim on the front of his house and replacing it with material that will not rot. The number he got on the estimate was thousands of dollars higher than what he was expecting. How can I help my friend cope with the sticker shock and the reality of material and labor in this economy?
Wait a minute. What is he going to have done to the front of his house?
The guy wanted the trim replaced.
Okay.
And then apparently Stefan gave him an estimate, and the guy who got the estimate was like, well, that's nonsense. That's way too expensive. There's no way that's true. Stefan wants to try to convince the guy that that's how expensive it is.
No, I think there's something wrong. You know what? I've been watching television on some of these repairs and all that.
Yeah.
And I can hear from a conversation that I listened to, quite a few people that are doing that and getting ripped off.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. I think Stefan might be ripping the guy off.
I think he is.
Yeah.
You know, you can just keep advertising day. I need somebody to repair something that I have to be repaired or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're charging an arm and a leg, and I don't want to be paying that kind of dollar, and
right,
I don't believe it's
right.
worth doing that.
So now,
whoever thinks that can do something for me and serve me some money, give me a call.
Now, I think specifically, you know how like on a house that has siding, there's pieces of wood around the window, and sometimes the paint chips and then the wood rots?
Yes.
Well, I think this homeowner wants the rotted pieces of wood replaced and the rest painted. And then I think this guy, Stefan, said it's going to cost $20,000 for a couple pieces of wood and paint.
I'll tell you what, I would tell him certain words that I don't want to use it openly. Go ahead and do that, because I don't need you, buddy. I'll find someone else that
can offer me
a decent, intelligent price.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Yeah.
Oh, my God. $20,000?
Yeah, you can put an addition on a house for $20,000.
Oh, Lord, yes. I watch some of these shows.
Yeah.
These prices are out of sight.
Yeah, I think there's some funny business going on there.
Yes, definitely. I would shop around. I just find an individual that is a carpenter or a builder or something that is, doing his own work from his home and whatnot.
Yeah.
And deal with something like that.
Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, The Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart Lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right. Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay in that app. And oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap. Okay, you can go to eufyofficial.com/video lock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/video lock. eufyofficial.com/video lock. All right. Bob writes, Dear Meathead, what is the hardest you've ever been punched?
Punched, you said?
Yeah, like somebody punched you.
You know something? I've been punched so many times, I don't remember which one was the worst. I'm telling you, I was a hooligan.
Well, I think, remember in 1974 when Uncle Bingo died?
Yes.
And Uncle Peter punched you in the eye?
Right in the face.
Yeah, I was just talking about that because Uncle Peter just passed away, and that was historic when he did that to you.
Yeah, and he was a miserable dude. I mean, he could put the hole in a, I don't know, something. Yeah. But he was, and he would never stop to think.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. No, he hit you and come back for a second time.
Oh, you know what? He was like that up until, he just died Saturday. He was like that up until Saturday. I mean, it's like that guy never, ever changed.
Wow. You know, it's strange you brought this subject up about him. I was sitting here this morning thinking about him.
Well, that's probably because I told you the other day that he died.
That's probably so.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. How old was he at the time of death?
I think he was 80. And I talked...
That's young.
Yeah, it's funny is because...
That's very young.
Now, Dad, I don't know if you remember his children, Dawn and Jennifer, my cousins.
Oh, yes.
Dawn, I spoke with both of them, but I talked to Dawn, my cousin, and she said, quote, "It's a miracle that he lived this long."
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I guess he, up until the end, he would have oxygen in his in one of those nose cannulas, and he'd be smoking cigarettes while on oxygen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's risky.
That shed that you have?
Right.
It's a remnant of his work.
Up north. Well,
yes.
Oh, that explains why it was built poorly.
I'll tell you, he and I put that together. Of course, I just stood there and watched. He was the guy that was doing
the
job.
I know what was going on when you built that, because you guys were in your 30s, so that's a lot of drinking.
Oh, we did good.
Oh.
I enjoyed him, in case you don't know.
I know you did. And do you know that I'm still finding tin cans from the 1970s in the woods?
In the shed?
No, in the woods. I'm still finding...
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. I'm finding bottles of Goebbels beer and Falstaff and Carling Black Label. I'm still finding those in the woods to this day.
Those are collector's items.
I know. I know. They're rusted, but they're still intact.
Oh, we went there for... We're supposed to... do that job in about a day and a half to 2 days. We were there 4 days.
Oh, yeah,
most
I know.
Most of the time is we're drunk.
I know.
You want to check under the cement. You want to check under the cement.
Oh, yeah. My God. All right. Dear Meathead, I'm trying to decide between buying a beautiful rifle or using the money for the rifle as a down payment on a motorcycle. What should I do? Should I buy the rifle or should I buy a motorcycle?
Which one would he really use?
Well, I think he's a fan of both of these things. So, you know, he wants both of these items. If he has the money for the rifle, so he could buy the rifle, or he could use that money as a down payment for the motorcycle and make a monthly payments on the motorcycle.
Well, first of all, unfortunately, he's asking a question that I really have no need for it, in a sense. Guns and all that don't mix with me. But then, even rifle, I just got rid of a gun that I had bought from Mike
Stong.
What's his name? You went
Stong.
Mike Stong.
Yeah. Well,
believe you me, I think I shot that 3 times, shot in a dirt.
Well, yeah. Now, what do you think about motorcycles on the road, Dad? Do you think that those are a good idea?
I have no use for a weapon. So that's a poor analogy for me to put out there for him to follow through.
Yeah.
But right now, this is a crazy time.
Yeah.
If you get a gun, you can easily lead into using it.
It's a rifle.
Rifle or no rifle, I don't care, but it's a weapon.
All right.
If he's a hunter, an avid hunter, I think you should buy the rifle. However, the use of a rifle and a motorcycle is a limited use. It's a seasonal type of thing.
Yeah.
You can do it, or a dirt bike even. Dirt bike is good, but you're traveling out in the West or anywhere that you can ride around in a dirt bike, that's fine. That's enjoyable. But to own it, to ride around the streets, it's really not a usable type of thing. So,
well, it is.
It's a dangerous item.
All right, let me.
You can easily get killed riding around with that thing.
Let me back up here. Motorcycle is a seasonal type of thing. Riding in the dirt is enjoyable. And riding is a dangerous thing.
Riding it on the road, on the streets, is a dangerous thing.
All right, so of those two things, which one is the most dangerous? Gun or motorcycle?
I say the motorcycle.
All right, so we're going to, and you know what? And that's good. I agree with you, because the weapon doesn't kill people.
Not only that, you don't get the weapon out too often.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what the hell? Yeah, skip the, he's got kids too, skip the motorcycle payment.
Don't ever teach your kids to use guns.
Well, some people like teach them appropriately.
I don't know.
Yeah, how about just take the money and not buy a gun or a motorcycle and save it?
That's another analogy. That's good.
Save the money.
Go to Disneyland, according to Joanne.
There you go.
And we're really playing around with his plan, you know, and I don't want to do that because he's got to do what he really feels comfortable with.
All right,
but,
Dad.
Rifle is, guns to me is just nothing.
Okay. I think I'm good. I think you've covered everything. We had a hell of a time at the party. That was great. You talked about that.
Oh, I enjoyed that party.
Okay, so yeah, now just kind of take it easy here.
I lost my hat.
Did you hear that?
Oh, she got a new hat from Diana. That is so sweet. Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
I love it.
Okay.
She loves it.
All right. Well, I'm so glad to hear your voices again, and everybody loves you. You know.
Well, love them all back. I'll tell you what, I got an awful, wonderful clientele there that is actually like part of me.
Wait a minute. Did you just say you have a wonderful clientele? Like,
those people are my clients.
Yeah. That's a tricky use of the word there.
Well, hey, it's a free client.
Okay.
They don't charge.
All right. Fantastic. I'll leave it right there. Love you. Have a good one, okay?
Okie doke.
All right.
You have a great day, honey.
Okay, guy.
Good talking to the whole audience, whoever did or didn't. I love you all.
Good talking to the whole audience, whoever did or didn't. Yes.
Right.
Okay, love you. Bye.
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 See ya. And the cats in the cradle and the suit.